White, Mary. Indianapolis, Indiana, February 1889. Dear Daughter Mary, I fear W.C. White is so pressed with much writing and committee meetings that you will, my dear child, be crowded out. 1 week ago last Friday, February 15th, we left, Emma and I, in company with Brother Sisley, for Hillsdale. We had to wait 2 hours in Albion. It was snowing. We arrived at Hillsdale somewhere about noon. We found Brother Alsden with sleigh waiting for us to take us to his house. His wife is Maddie Foster's sister. She is a woman of commanding appearance. Her husband is 25 years older than she, but he is a noble-appearing man. They have a large brick house, well furnished. Everything is well conducted. We had good accommodations, and everything was done for us that we could ask. Manuscript torn, and several lines are unreadable. I spoke in the afternoon with much freedom. The Lord helped me in a wonderful manner, and the people, many outsiders, showed their satisfaction. There was one Universalist minister present who listened with profound attention. In the afternoon, he preached on the Sabbath question to his congregation. He told them that Sunday was not the Bible Sabbath, but that it was no matter what day they kept, for it was only a day of recreation. Brother M. Miller preached in the evening. Sunday I spoke again in the afternoon with excellent freedom. The Lord seemed very nigh to me. Nearly the whole body of the house was filled with church members from other denominations, and they seemed to take in all that was said and to feast upon it. They gave unmistakable evidence that the words of truth were doing them good, and those of our faith were pleased and thankful, for they had never before been able to get out the people. Manuscript torn, and several lines are unreadable. And murmuring and complaining. They did not demonstrate to the world the goodness, the mercy, and the compassion of God. Satan places his own attributes upon God and makes the people accept his false representations, and they further Satan's efforts because they bring no sunshine into their religious life and experience. Well, our meetings were intensely interesting. I was prevailed upon to stop over Monday until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We had a good congregation Monday. House was full. Many outsiders in, and the richest lady in Hillsdale was at this meeting. I left the house at 8 o'clock to visit an aged sister who had heard me speak 30 years before. She has kept the Sabbath alone in her family 32 years. She is now 93 years old, has her faculties of mind, can hear, I think, better than I can, eyesight tolerably good, her face smooth, almost entirely free from the wrinkles of age. Her mind is clear, and she would have held me for hours if I had not been obliged to leave for the meeting. Manuscript torn, and several lines are unreadable. It snowed all day Monday. There was quite a wind that it was really a gale. We had to stop at Albion 2 hours. We crossed from one depot to another, and the snow and wind nearly held us back. I was so out of breath I could scarcely breathe. We were glad when the train that had been delayed by the storm came from Jackson. We stepped on board, and in about 1 hour were in Battle Creek. I did not know that I was thoroughly exhausted until I arrived at my room in the sanitarium, but I was glad, in my feebleness, to be at home. Here I read the letters from home. It did me good. Oh, how hard I tried to work my brain, but no, nature would not rally. I could not write. I could not dictate. I could not arrange my matter for publication. I was just used up. Just at this time, it was thought advisable to move into the Miller house, so this was done. I had many callers, and altogether, it was not a very happy time for me. We moved Wednesday, Thursday. Manuscript torn, and several lines are unreadable. But it was a tedious process. A very little riding, and very much stopping. We learned that we could not possibly reach the train to take us from South Bend at 12:30, and we stopped at Granger 5 hours in a little way station, about as uncomfortable as need be. We might just as well have waited at Battle Creek, for Brother Henry came on the noon train from Battle Creek and found us waiting at the little depot. But he managed by telegraphing to get us reduced fare, so that in our three fares we saved the conference nearly $10. We were obliged to ride until 10:30 to get to Indianapolis. We found Brother Oberholzer and Brother Knowles at the depot. We took the streetcar. It was still rough and storming. We had a rough day. Rode 2 miles and walked quite a piece before reaching the mission. Here we were welcomed, and we retired to rest at 12:30.
Sabbath I spoke twice. I found the people just as hungry for food as at Hillsdale. I know I have meat in due season for the people. They would keep me talking all the time if I was blessed with strength to do so. We had an excellent social meeting after speaking in the afternoon. Attended early morning meeting, spoke about 20 minutes. Many spoke feelingly, and I think they do appreciate what I have said to them. This is a much larger gathering than they thought they would have. They began to feel a little blue. They had the promise of Elder Jones to speak to the citizens on his favorite theme, Union of Church and State, the Blair Bill. They hired a hall, paying $20 for one afternoon, and when they heard Elder Jones could not come but had been sent to Washington, they were so disappointed, and no one was sent to fill his place. They had spent $40 in all, and the appearance was it would prove a failure. I could not get here before Friday night. Meeting had been in session 3 days. But the Lord has strengthened me to speak twice on Sabbath and 3 times on Sunday, and while speaking in afternoon, in walks Elder Jones. But he was sick, and they worked over him for 1 hour sharp, and he is now speaking in the hall. I have had perfect freedom today and plenty to say. My soul is full to overflowing. I have spoken about 3 hours today in all, and the people hang upon the words spoken, for they believe them to be the words of life to them. I speak once more tomorrow, then take the cars back to Michigan. I have plenty of invitations coming in thick and fast, but I cannot fill them all, even if I did not do any writing. Well, the Lord is good to me, and I praise His holy name. I may feel some let down after this taxing labor, but this will not discourage me. Battle Creek, February 26th. We arrived here last night, 9:30. Left Indianapolis at 11:30. I learned this morning that W.C. White came this morning from Milwaukee at 3:00 a.m. I have not seen him yet. Elder Jones had a very good attendance, and he spoke to acceptance. Many responded by cheers, and some few responded by getting up and going out and banging the door after them. He is of good courage. I spoke Monday 3 times. This, you will say, is intemperate. I know it. But what can I do when I see such a hungry, starved people for the words which God has given me for them? I never saw such eagerness to hear every word that I can give them. It just makes me glad to make them glad. Brother Henry is working in different conferences to become acquainted with their financial standing. He is doing the very work for which he is adapted. It does him great good, and when he sees his work is so greatly needed and his help so thankfully received, it puts new life and courage into him. It is giving him a new and varied experience which he so much needed. The change does him good, and the blessing of God does him more good than everything else besides. Edson is doing real well. This meeting did him much good. He is educating and laying plans for canvassing. His efforts are well received, and you never saw a human being more pleased and happy to think he can once more lift up his head and be a man among men, and do something in the cause and work of God. If we will only give him enough to do, he will be a good worker in some department of the work. When he sees the people so willing to receive help, he can scarcely contain himself. He has, poor boy, had a sorry time of it. But the light has come, and I hope he will walk in its bright, cheering rays. It would astonish you to see how eager the people are to have me come to the different churches, but I cannot be in two places at once, and I cannot possibly fill all the appointments which they would make for me. The camp meeting season will be the tug of war for me. What meetings must I attend, and what meetings let alone? Oh, that the Lord would give me heavenly wisdom to move understandingly and intelligently in His fear and to His glory. I must have physical, mental, and spiritual strength, else I cannot work. I do cling to the arm of the Mighty One. I do trust in God, and He will not fail me. He will be to me a present help in every time of need. But I never saw the flock of God so starved for meat in due season as now. After I have talked to them twice in the day, they look to me so entreatingly. I suppose it will not do for you to speak to us again this evening. My soul goes out for the flock of God, poor, half-starved souls, hungering for the bread of life, thirsting for the waters of salvation. God can give me a large measure of His Spirit and make me a channel of light. May the Lord bless you, dear child. We pray for you. We believe God will fulfill His promises. They are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Much love to all the household, especially to my dear little granddaughters. Mother.